Good one.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First Care. Is this Robert?
Yes.
Hi, Robert. I was reaching out because I see here that you are looking to come to our agency with Sonia McDaniel, right?
Sanaya.
Sanaya, I'm sorry. Okay, so Sanaya is active with us, so she doesn't need any work, become compliant or anything. All we need is the authorization from UPMC, okay? Now, do you know who your service coordinator is over there?
I got the paperwork. I got to find it so I can get it.
Okay, if not, we can call them and find out on the line, whatever you prefer.
You can call them, yeah, because they're going to take a minute
okay.
to dig that paperwork out.
Okay, I'll give them a call now. Hold on 1 second.
We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Resources Service Coordination. My name is Denise. You're on the recorded line. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. I have a member on the line, and we're looking to speak with their service coordinator.
And I'll be glad to help you. And can I have a phone number where you can be reached, Ms. Dina?
Mm-hmm. 267-551-7429.
I may have your tax ID or MPI.
Mm-hmm. Tax ID is 82-284-3555.
Thank you. And you said our participants on the line with us as well?
Yes,
I am.
Mm-hmm.
And can I have your name, please?
Robert McDaniel, MCDANIEL.
And Mr. Robert, may I have your date of birth, please?
10/8/1960.
Thank you. And can you please verify for me your full address and phone number?
649 South 55th Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19143, 480-972-2390.
Thank you very much. Give me 1 second here. And I have your permission also to be speaking with Dana as well?
Yes.
Mr. Robert?
Yes. Yes.
Your service coordinator is currently assisting a participant at the moment. Was there anything that I can try to help with?
Yes, you can leave them with a message that we're looking to get an authorization sent over to our agency.
There's already a message in here for you.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So do you know when the start of care date is? Is that in the message?
No. It looks like we got another call in earlier.
Yes. I called earlier, and then they said that I should have the member on the line because of HIPAA reasons they can't transfer me to the service coordinator.
Yeah, but they also did put a message in to the coordinator as well to let the coordinator know that you did give a call in.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Robert, this is your request that you want
yes.
to change to this agency?
Yes.
All right. I'll put this back in to let the coordinator know. They're going to call back in with the participant. He is requesting a change in service. the civil service coordinator can have up to 48 business hours to follow back up on any messages as well.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I did let the coordinator know. Mm-hmm. And were there any other questions either one of you had today?
Not for me. Do you have any questions?
No. Well, I guess my question is, they keep saying my and my daughter's address are wrong. That's the problem. The pay, they keep saying she's not clocking in from home. So they're saying that the system's saying that she's not clocking in from home when she is, and they have my address wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's for the insurance.
No, when she clock in, when she clock
the
in, yes.
Oh, when she's currently clocking in now with the agency?
Yeah, they're saying that she's not clocking in from home. They have my old address. They're saying she's clocking in from the old address, and they're not paying her.
So your current address is the 649 South 55th Street?
Fifth Street, yes. And
okay.
She keeps saying that Dover Street is still showing up in the system for some reason.
Okay, and that's with Family First or with a different agency?
That's with 365 Health.
Okay. So I would say call 365 Health because they're the only ones who can change that. And with our agency,
that's the problem. I've been arguing with them for 3 weeks, man. And when that's a problem now, that's why I want to change because my daughter's not getting paid because they keep saying she's not clocking in from the right address.
Okay.
That's the problem.
I have a question for the insurance. If you can backdate the authorization at all, we can always backpay the caregiver through timesheets.
No, they don't backdate them.
Okay. All right. So unfortunately, if they don't backdate the authorization, there's not much we can do about those previous days. We can only fix that moving forward.
Okay. After it gets transferred, how would it take a day or two once it gets transferred?
So once the authorization is sent through, UPMC is pretty quick about it. They'll send it usually within a day or two, yes. And then once we receive an authorization, we start services that day.
Okay, like I say, that's the problem now, the arguing with the pay with them. That's always the problem.
Right.
All right, well, that's the reason I wanted to change. But okay, as long as we can get it straightened out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can straighten it out with us. We can't straighten out with them.
And is your service coordinator aware of the situation that's going on with the other agency that they're not paying her because they're indicating that the time punches are not?
When the service coordinator came out, she first notified me that they had two addresses in, my current address and my old address. She said that she would take the old address out the system. I called welfare. Welfare has my current address, but far as 365 is concerned, they're saying that the old address is still showing up. That's where the problem coming up with my daughter clocking in. I'm like, how did welfare change the address? How did the state change the address? And y'all the only system that has my old address in it. As far as welfare is concerned, I've been down there twice. They have my current address. But 365 keeps saying she's clocking. Like I say, she only got paid for one day last week, talking about she's clocking in from a different address. Then they're not going to authorize it. I'm like, she's working for free.
Is there a way you can add that to the note for the service coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll write that too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else either one of you need?
No, that's it. Actually, that's the biggest thing. That's the pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I did put this information in for the service coordinator as well for you, okay? That the problem that your caregiver, which is your daughter, is not being paid properly because 365 is indicating of an incorrect address, which I'm not seeing. I'm seeing your current address.
That's what I keep telling them. I say, why has everybody got that? But they keep arguing. I'm like, you know, come payday, it's a problem. I'm always, you know, she's always short a day, a couple of hours, talking about she's not clocking them from the right location.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the biggest reason for the change.
All right. Well, let the service coordinator know all this information for you, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you both for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Please stay safe and take care and enjoy your day.
You as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So I'll keep you posted.
Thank you for taking a few moments to complete the survey. We greatly appreciate your participation.
Okay, yes, I'll keep you posted on when we get that authorization in. Or if the service coordinator calls me back, I'll add you to the line, okay?
All right, okay.
Okay, you have a good one. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.